Back in 1990, I still vividly remember when they changed the employment-based system to the five categories that we now have. And it was really very exciting because they tripled the number of employment-based visas. And ironically, during the next 4 years, unemployment in the U.S. went down, bolstering the argument that if you do allow the right people in who can, in fact, improve and develop the economy, it can make a lot of sense. I wish Congress would look at that now. Back at the time, I remember vividly looking at EB 1, 2, and 3 and trying to figure out what in the world do these mean. They at first said that for extraordinary, it meant you had to have a Nobel Prize. Okay, that was really going to be helpful. Luckily, that changed over time. But it's very interesting. Some of the same questions that I had back in 1990 are still out there today. There is still, in other words, some flexibility in terms of how you use these various categories. So our goal today is to go through EB 1, 2, and 3, a little bit on PERM, but to show you how, when you're dealing with a client, some tips on the best ways to identify the facts and to do the best for your client. So, Susan, let's start out and let's talk about EB 1. Give us the basics.
Okay. EB 1 is going to include aliens of extraordinary ability in the sciences, art, business and athletics, outstanding professors and researchers, and multinational managers and executives.